said the rationale for this experiment was, you already saw the picture before, unless somebody new is here. Summer dormant tall fescue is absolutely way much better forage producer, especially in autumn, than wheat. So it's very big interest, high interest of having this in our climate. There are some constraints when it comes to establishment of summer dormant tall fescue. First is the recently, at least the recent past years, erratic precipitation and high soil temperature in fall. The fescue requires a soil temperature below 65 Fahrenheit in order to germinate efficiently. Any higher temperature will decrease germination rate. And in our environment, it does not happen by at least mid-October or so. So sometimes we are losing the rain that is in September if it comes. And the second constraint would be competition from annual cool season grasses. But this can be overcome. The research by Dr. Butler showed us how to do that. So this is not really a big problem anymore. The objectives of our research were to determine effects of supplemental irrigation in autumn, seed coating with yellow jacket coating, and seeding rate on seedling establishment and above ground biomass productivity in subsequent growing seasons. The yellow jacket coating, which is a proprietary product by Barenbrook, contains Zeba polymer, which is starch-based super absorbent polymer, absorbs about 400 times its weight in water and forms hydrogel suspended around roots, or in this case would be seeds, and then hydrates, then releases water on demand over and over again, and is non-toxic, is biodegradable, and produces higher quality plants that use less water, and so makes inputs more efficient. Material methods, there were two levels of irrigation. There were full irrigation, which I'll explain in a second, which was amount needed to meet the long-term average monthly precipitation during the establishment phase. And then reduced irrigation, it would be only 50% of the full irrigation amount. We had five seeding rates from relatively low. The second one, 16.8 kilograms per hectare, would be 15 pounds per acre. This is the optimal seeding rate in our environment. And two levels of seed coating, non-coated and coated with a yellow jacket coating. And later on in the first and second growing season, to defoliation heights of 7.5 and 15 centimeters. The design was a split plot, with the main plot was irrigation, and the subplots were a combination of seeding rate, seed coating, and defoliation height. The treatments were replicated three times, and also the experiments were repeated in time. We have two runs of them. The one was established in 2007, for two growing seasons, and the other one in 2008 also for two growing seasons. Measurements that we took and will be presented today was seedling diameter and above ground biomass in the first and second growing season. The irrigation schedule, just to visualize how it was, we had relatively good luck in both runs. There was no really very much precipitation in fall, so we could apply the irrigation pretty correctly. So as you can see, in both years, in both runs, the first run got total of precipitation and irrigation of 263 millimeters. The second run, 252. So it's pretty similar. We irrigated only September was the base irrigation to moisten the soil. The experiment was planted always in around mid October, and then I was irrigated through December, except for the first run, because we got enough rain in December at that time. So seedling dry matter was affected by single effects of irrigation amount, seed coating, and seeding rate. And as you can see on the first graph, in the first run, we couldn't really see any effect of irrigation amount. In the second run, clearly there were heavier seedlings in full irrigation than in reduced irrigation. You can also see, and this will be on the second graph too, that in the second run the seedlings generally were heavier than in the first run. And this could be also an effect of temperature that is not shown here, and maybe some other effects that we couldn't really catch in this. The effect of seeding rate was pretty consistent in both runs, with increasing seeding rates in run one and two. The seedling dry matter declined, which would be expected. And the effect of seed coating in both runs, regardless of seeding rate and irrigation, plants that were growing or seedlings that were growing from coated seed also were heavier than, always were heavier than seedlings that were grown from non-coated seeds. When we look at the above ground biomass production in the first growing season, it was affected by interaction between irrigation amount during establishment and seed coating. In the first run, especially under reduced irrigation, coated seeds, plants that grew from coated seeds produce higher above ground biomass in the first growing season than plants that were grown from non-coated seeds. In the second run, in both full irrigation and reduced irrigation during establishment, always the plants that were grown from coated seeds had higher biomass production in the first growing season. There was also a single effect of defoliation height on the above ground biomass production. In first run, more biomass was produced with less intensive or higher defoliation height, which was expected and very common in our environment. In the second run, there were no differences, but the reason for that was that the first growing season for second run of the experiment was very dry, and we had only one harvest, so there was nothing to compare really. And in the second growing season, again, second growing season for run one was the very dry spring, so there was only one harvest, so very little differences in anything. But again, there was no effect anymore in run one of the irrigation and establishment. But in the second run of the experiment, still it was an extended effect of the irrigation and establishment phase. Those plots that were irrigated at establishment still produced higher biomass than plots that were not irrigated. And the clipping or defoliation height, this time was in the second growing season, was better pronounced. Was always higher at the 15 centimeter defoliation. The biomass production was higher at the 15 centimeter clipping height, which is expected in our environment. So in conclusion, the yellow jacket coating with Zeba increased seedling dry matter by 15% regardless of irrigation amount, and heavier seedlings were produced at lower seeding rates when compared with the higher seeding rates. And beneficial effect of seed coating on above ground biomass extended through the first growing season, especially with reduced irrigation amount applied at establishment. And in the second growing season, effects of irrigation amount at establishment on above ground biomass were inconsistent between the experiments. And more above ground biomass was produced at 15 versus 7.5 centimeter defoliation height. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for Darius?
How would you describe the soil texture in the location where you did trials on one and two? What method did you use to seed the plots? And number three, what depth of planting did you use to seed?
Yes, the soil is sandy loam soil. It was drilled, and the planting depth was around 1/4 of an inch, so I don't know how many centimeters, but 1/4 of an inch.
Any other questions?
What was the age
of your seedling? Oh, yes, it was in the first run, it was 6 weeks after germination. In the second run, it was 8 weeks because we ran into problems with technical help.
oversee your finances?
Well, Tony, I cannot answer really this question because this should be answered by the Baron Group people. How they do that, I don't really know.
Any other questions? Well, if no more questions, let's thank Darius.
Thank you.